Interview with Ekaterina Eremina, Strengthening Russia's Transport Sovereignty at SPIEF 2025 after the conclusion of the business session at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum 2025, dedicated to the development of maritime transport and strengthening Russia's transport sovereignty, we talked with the moderator of the event, Ekaterina Eremina, head of the public reception for the development of the logistics industry at the Commissioner for the Protection of the Rights of Entrepreneurs of the City of Moscow. Ekaterina, what are the main conclusions that you drew at the end of the session? At the session, we discussed key aspects of the development of maritime transport in Russia and the need to strengthen our transport sovereignty. One of the main conclusions was that active cooperation between government agencies, businesses, and shipowners is essential for the successful functioning of national shipping. We must create conditions that allow domestic companies to develop and adapt to new challenges. What key issues were raised by the session participants? The participants discussed several significant issues. First, it is the consequences of the withdrawal of foreign container lines from the market in 2022, which caused an acute shortage of tonnage and container equipment. We also talked about the need to modernize the fleet and introduce modern technologies in shipbuilding. An important point was the change in cargo flows, with an emphasis on the Far East, and the need to solve the problem of a shortage of transportation capacity. How do you assess the role of national shipowners in the context of these problems? National shipowners play a key role in ensuring the stability and reliability of maritime transport. Their support and development is not only a matter of economic security, but also a strategic task for the state. We discuss proposals to strengthen government support, including preferential loans and priority for Russian shipowners in rail transport. This will speed up container turnover and reduce costs. What measures have been proposed to protect domestic shipowners? Several initiatives were announced during the session. For example, the 51% plus model for foreign carriers from unfriendly countries, which involves the majority participation of Russian residents in joint ventures. Measures have also been proposed for preferential long-term loans, which will ensure the sustainable development of the national fleet. It is important to note that companies such as PJSC DVMP, FESCO, and the International Transport and Logistics Company Transit are actively involved in these initiatives and are ready to support the development of domestic shipping. Which of the session participants stood out with their performances? Key industry figures took part in the discussion. Dmitry Zvayev, State Secretary and Deputy Minister of Transport of the Russian Federation, emphasized the importance of government support for the shipping industry. Mikhail Goncharov, Secretary General of the International Coordination Council for Trans-Eurasian Transport, also shared his views on the integration of maritime and railway transport. Dmitry Murev, Deputy General Director of Russian Railways, emphasized the importance of effective cooperation between different modes of transport to improve logistics efficiency. Alexander Chevalyuk, General Director of Transit, presented the current challenges and opportunities facing Russian shipowners. How do you see the future of Russian maritime transport? I am confident that we have every chance for successful development. If we can implement the proposed support measures and create favorable conditions for domestic shipowners, it will not only help us avoid a repeat of the 2022 crisis, but also significantly increase the share of the Russian fleet in the market. We must strive to ensure that at least 60% of container traffic comes from our fleet, which will strengthen our transport independence. What is your assessment of the interaction between the government and business in this area? The interaction between the government and business should be more active and constructive. We must work together to develop clear and understandable rules of the game that will help all market participants. I see a willingness on the part of both government agencies and businesses to work together, which inspires optimism. What do you want to say in conclusion? I hope that the results of our session will serve as a foundation for further steps in the development of maritime transport in Russia. I am confident that by joining forces, we will be able to ensure the economic security and sovereignty of our country in the international arena. This is an important task, and I encourage all market participants to actively cooperate. Thank you, Ekaterina, for an interesting and informative interview. Thank you. I hope that our efforts will bring positive results for the entire industry.